Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Jules Cormier. I'm a doctor, teacher, and nutritionist, and I help people put more plants on their plates. Evidence-based nutrition gave me my life back, and I'm here to tell you all about it. Welcome back to my podcast and thanks for tuning in. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about foods that can alleviate menopausal symptoms and foods for hormone regulation. Now, men, don't go away too quickly. Although most of the recommendations I'm going to make are for women and women's health, it's important that men stick around. You have to take care of your wives and take care of your moms and take care of your daughters. They're counting on you, all right? So recently, I was asked a great question, and one that I get very often as a primary care physician. What foods could potentially alleviate menopausal symptoms? Now, although menopause can wreak havoc on a woman's physical and mental health, this particular patient was inquiring specifically about vasomotor symptoms, what we call hot flashes. That's where sudden blood vessel dilation causes a rapid increase in heat generating blood flow to the skin. Now, this very bothersome symptom can affect up to 75 to 80% of postmenopausal women. But I'm happy to inform those affected that there are some options other than medication, and even options that we can use with medication. So let's address menopausal hot flashes in more detail. What's menopause anyways? Now, menopause is a medical condition describing women who haven't had menstrual periods in more than 12 months. Now, it's a normal biological process, and the average age of menopause is 51. Now, perimenopause, seen in the months and even years before menopause, can lead to many uncomfortable symptoms, including irregular menstruations, hot flashes, sleep disturbance, mood disturbance, and even vaginal dryness, just to name a few. Now, these symptoms are caused by the sudden drop in estrogen levels that happens when ovulation and menstrual periods stop. Is it possible to treat menopausal symptoms with diet? Now, some studies have already shown that a plant-predominant diet can reduce many of the symptoms of menopause. Now, most of the benefits are attributable to soy protein and its phytoestrogen content, as well as the increased fiber intake. But we also know that animal products contain hormones that could potentially contribute to menopausal symptoms. Now, the best food for menopausal symptoms are soy products. Now, soy products include tofu, tempeh, soy milk, and edamame. Now, edamame are juvenile soybeans, and mature soybeans contain even more phytoestrogens. Now, phytoestrogens are phytonutrients or chemical compounds that are found only in plants. Now, there's a lot of fear surrounding soy and its role in stimulating cancer growth. But studies have debunked these conspiracies a long time ago. Now, phytoestrogens in soy, that we call isoflavones, are a special type of estrogen-like molecule. We call them SERMs, or selective estrogen receptor modulators. These compounds have pro-estrogenic effects on tissues that need it and anti-estrogenic effects on tissues that don't. And studies have shown that populations with the highest soy consumptions have the lowest rates of estrogen-dependent cancers, like breast and endometrial cancers. Also, only about 10 to 20% of postmenopausal women in China and Japan experienced hot flashes, while almost 75% of North American women will have them. Now, this has been linked and explained by the Eastern populations having a higher soy intake. In studies done on whole soy foods, like the recently published WAVES trial, and even studies with isoflavone supplements, have shown dramatic reduction in menopausal symptoms, including hot flashes, without any of the risk associated with hormone replacement therapy. High soy intake does not increase breast cancer risk, and most studies actually show protective effects. Now, the other nutrients that are associated with reductions in postmenopausal symptoms is fiber. Now, there are a million good reasons to eat more fiber, and we probably evolved on diets that contained over 100 grams per day. Now, even though the minimal recommended amount of fiber in a day is 15 to 30 grams, almost 95% of the population doesn't even consume that in one single day. Now, increased fiber intake has been associated to decreased postmenopausal symptoms, like a reduction in hot flashes and a reduction in mood disturbance. These effects are partly explained by the beneficial compounds that are produced by our gut bugs after feeding on fiber. Now, these compounds, called short-chain fatty acids, make their way into our bloodstream and even cross the blood-brain barrier. There, they can exert their effects on mood and on sleep. And it's also believed that complex interactions between circulating hormones and our gut bugs could even explain some of the benefits we see with a high-fiber diet. So eat your fruits, eat your veggies, eat your nuts and seeds, your whole grains, and your legumes, because studies show that they decrease menopausal symptoms. Now, certain foods even aggravate menopausal symptoms. So just like foods can trigger them, some can make them worse. Now, coffee is shown to make hot flashes worse. And there's also mounting evidence that links meat and animal products to increased menopausal symptoms. Now, processed carbs, added sugars, and even alcohol have been found to worsen menopausal symptoms, so eating whole and unprocessed foods can help. Now, there are some studies that show that spicy foods have been reported to worsen symptoms in some women, but not all. And most of the studies on this are inconclusive, so basically listen to your body and experiment with different types of spicy foods. Now, my prescriptions in terms of plant-based nutrition for menopause is increase your soy intake. High soy intake and high fiber intake, and high fruit and veggie intake have all been associated with an improved and reduced rate of menopausal symptoms, while intakes of added sugar, processed foods, and animal products have been associated with an increased rate of symptoms. Now, the pattern is easily recognizable. A diet that incorporates more whole plants, and in particular, soy, show a decrease in the rates and in the severity of postmenopausal symptoms. So try to transition slowly but surely towards more plants. And the best way of doing that is following these four steps. Now, the first step to try to reduce postmenopausal symptoms is get away from ultra-processed foods. Now, cutting back on ultra-processed foods is likely where you'll get the biggest bang for your buck. Now, a processed food is a food that has been transformed either physically or chemically in order to increase convenience, stability, or taste. And food processing does exist on a spectrum. Now, examples of ultra-processed foods include sugar-sweetened beverages, white flour breads, white flour pastas, ice cream, pizza, ultra-processed breakfast cereals, or pastries, or cake. Now, try to replace that soda maybe with diet soda, or even better, with maybe fruit-infused water. I personally love to put frozen fruit in my water. Try to remove ultra-processed white flour. So change your white bread for whole wheat bread. Maybe change your white flour pasta for whole wheat pasta, or lentil pasta, or chickpea pasta, or edamame pasta. Maybe try to make your own pizza at home instead of purchasing and eating store-bought ones. Instead of ultra-processed breakfast cereals, maybe try oatmeal. Now, increasing the amount of whole plants in replacement of ultra-processed foods is a best way of reducing these foods and getting a big bang for your buck. Now, as your next step, try to increase the amount of soy foods in your diet. So soy foods include tofu, tempeh, edamame, soy milk, or even mature soybeans. Now, I personally love to put soy milk in my oatmeal. I put it in my recipes for scrambled tofu. I use it in my smoothies. And I also eat tofu that's been marinated and pressed so it soaks up the marinade. I use scrambled tofu regularly in my wraps. You can even blend tofu in your smoothies as well. And another way of reducing postmenopausal symptoms is simply to increase the amount of plants on your plate. This will automatically contribute to an increase in your fiber intake and can reduce postmenopausal symptoms. Now, try to increase the amount of plants on your plate. This will automatically increase the amount of fiber in your plate, and the best way of doing it is simply to try to find foods that you already like within each of the individual plant food groups. So fruits, veggies, legumes, whole grains, and nuts and seeds. Now, the goal is always to start low, go slow, and make small, incremental, mindless micro choices that will add up over time. My transition took almost 18 months, and I got to a 100% plant-based diet by making small choices every single month. So start slow, make mistakes, learn from them, but keep progressing on the plant-based spectrum. Right on. I hope this episode helped you understand how to reduce postmenopausal symptoms. I hope to see you at our next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Yo, plant-based buddies. Don't forget to go check out my website, plantbaseddrjules.com. That's where you'll find links to download my free recipe book, my transitioning guide, and my supplement guide for athletes. And there, you'll also find links to future live events, to my YouTube channel, my social media handles, my blog, and even my other podcast episodes. Now, stay on the lookout for my upcoming e-course, where we'll be using video courses to teach you everything from nutrition science to how to cook and create amazing plant-based meals. And the best way of showing some support is by going to Apple Podcast or Spotify, by subscribing and leaving a 5-star review for this podcast. Right on. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you at the next episode. Peace.